This is Ask the Motor Medics from the Under the Hood Show. Today's question is coming up. If you have a question for the Motor Medics, call 866-594-4150.
Under the Hood wants to bring awareness of child safety to you. Under the Hood has partnered with Buckle Up All of Us to promote child safety. Visit the child safety page at underthehoodshow.com where you can find links to where to seat your kids and how to buckle them in properly. Parents can print out the kids' coloring fun safety cartoons with cool cars and trucks featuring Buckle Up All of Us for the kids to color. Buckle Up All of Us is a lovable big blue dinosaur who always wears his seatbelt. Without a single word, this unique child safety character sends his important message. Buckle up, all of us.
Here's today's question that came into the Ask the Motor Medics hoodie hotline.
866-594-4150. That's the number to reach us. You can call us 24 hours a day.
Hi, this is Sierra. I'm listening from KFMC in Fairmont. So I have a 96 Chevy 1500, and for some reason, my four-wheel drive likes to pop in and out of gear. Thanks.
Ooh, that's not good.
A little more info would have been good, but...
Well, 96 Sierra, you're going to have a you know, the push-button four-wheel drive on that, and it should go in and stay in. I have a 96 Sierra. What do you think, Chris?
we'd need to know a little more, though, is if it is an old manual system with a lever on the floor, or if it is the electronic system, which one it is, because there could be different subject matters you'd talk about. One of the more common failures on that era of trucks was the front differential coupler. They had an electronic coupler on the front end that would engage the front axle, and they would fall out sometimes when they just couldn't hold their strength. Replaced a lot of those. You know, that would be an area to look at. If it was bad enough and it was actually inside the transfer case, you know, then you're looking at forks and different problems inside the transfer case. But most of those, the problems were external causes, whether it be the electric, you know, force motor on the side of the transfer case or the one up on the differential, or it could have been an electronic problem that was, you know, losing enough power and circuit that it would just drop out from engagement. So it is going to take a little analysis and probably a little more information to figure out which piece of that puzzle is causing the problem.
Is there a common, if just by hearing that, can you, is there a direction to pointer?
No, not really. I mean, it needs to be hands-on diagnosed to find out for sure, but like Shannon said,
front differential might be a good place to start.
Yeah.
If you'd like to find out more about the Motor Medics or ask your question, go to underthehoodshow.com. You can call the hoodie hotline 24 hours a day at 866-594-4150. And thanks for listening to Ask the Motor Medics.